What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Yo, yo, welcome back to 26 degrees. We are in the IR, that is not injured reserve. That is immediate reaction. So it is September 9th, 2023. Happy birthday to my sister. We are recording this at about 8:40. So the game just wrapped up. I got my man Maul here with me, got D-Rob, and we just going to kind of go just give you guys a general feel of how we thought the game went in general. Kind of a three positives, three negatives type deal after, you know, the instant reaction of just watching the game. So, first off, well, y'all say hey real quick. The boys muted up.
Shoot, what up, y'all?
Hey, what's going on, Canes fans? What's going on, everybody? Big win today. Great win today.
Big win. Yeah, so I guess I'll kick it off, man. Just, you know, have an opportunity to just watch the game. We talked about it kind of briefly in the group chat, man. The biggest thing I took away just immediately was my first positive is we don't suck. Like Maul kind of mentioned it first in the group chat, and I was like, yeah, that's the biggest difference. Like, we clearly don't have it all together just yet, but we don't suck, and we have we've sucked for, you know, the better part of the last 20 years. I mean, maybe a flash here and there, but I'll go with that as my first positive, man. Just thought as overall there were glitches, obviously, but for the most part, I was pleased with football by this football team.
And to add to that, I would say that that the two new coordinators, man, you could just feel their imprint on both sides of the ball, man. The defense, they were always in position to make plays. He was able to run a defense that just gave a guy the chance to make plays, and an offense, I mean, man, like, you could just see just the routes, the play calling. Like, we were the aggressors. I remember for as long as we've been doing this, we've always had this frustration of we never react. We never set the pace. We always let the other team dictate what we do. So for me, it's just coordinating, man. Like, they really made a difference, and you could see it.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with that. We always react. We always got to get punched in the mouth and then see what we're going to do back. And I thought, yeah, we did a better job of just trying to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. What you got, A-Rod?
I say, I mean, y'all already pretty much basically said, but I'll say, man, TVD, man. Like, he had a phenomenal game. He looked, when you gave him time, man, he sat back there. He did his thing. Like, it wasn't he didn't have no bad throws, like, the whole game. You know what I'm saying? Didn't throw no picks. I was very impressed. And if he keeps that up, like, bro, this could be a special season, man. Like, for real, for real.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to jump the gun, and this is an instant reaction show. But there's nobody on this schedule that's not beatable. Looks like the best team left on the schedule would be Florida State early on. You know, some teams going to continue to grow and develop. And you got to play every game. But, yeah, like you said, if you play like this all year, man, it could be a very special season. And I think it already is, honestly, instant reaction, because this game, to me, was really going to set the tone for the season. You know, because next week we'll get to go out and we get to beat Bethune-Cookman, which is a good recovery game after, you know, playing a physical game like this against A&M. And then, what is it, on the road for Temple? So, you got to imagine we're 4-0 going into Georgia Tech. So, you know, I think this really, really set the tone for the early part of this season for sure. I go a quick negative. The special teams, special team blunders early on. Obviously, we started off with a block punt, and then we had a muff punt on our side. Like, that was very discouraging. Luckily, they bounced back. But, yeah, these are the little things that just got to get cleaned up on a consistent basis, man. I tell people for years and years and years, the scariest play I ever watched in football is a punt return. Every single time that ball hanging up in the air, my stomach just, like, goes, ties itself in a knot. Because I'm like, man, I don't care what you do. Secure the football. You ain't got to gain an inch. Please just get the football or get the hell out of the way. And, you know, we obviously, it's early. We obviously missed some blocking assignments. I'm sure they came heavy because we were on our side of the field on the punt block. But still, these are the things that's got to be cleaned up. Y'all got anything?
I would say for me, obviously, yeah, it would have been special teams. But I think when Burchard took the kickoff back, it kind of like – it kind of was like, I'll let it go. But I think the penalties, man, like too many penalties. And I think that, you know, Magoa, he had like two holding penalties that were going, you know what I'm saying, for good plays. I think the James Williams with the doggone personal foul, man, like that thing was a killer because we got them 15 yards for the personal foul for whatever it was. And then
he had a sack.
Yeah, it should have been a sack. Yeah, or what? It's either sack or a was it a sack?
I can't remember. I know.
I can't remember.
It would have been our benefit. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah. Oh no, it was okay. Yeah. So it was third down. It was a third down. Right. We would have got off the field. We would have got off the field, but we didn't. And they ended up converting like right after. So I think, you know, the penalties was a killer. You know what I'm saying, to an extent, but you know that's what I got.
Yeah, it's playing good football. I'm with you. Like, got to clean up that little type of stuff. Again, it's early in, but we just going to call it how we see it right now. Yeah, I agree. Maui Noah, you know, it's weird now that I know the G silent. I still don't see how you get it in, but whatever. It's going to work with people saying Maui Oa. And, I mean, you take that freshman. I think, you know, with three holes. I didn't like one of them. The other two, I was like, yeah, you know. And that's just you're just going to get better as the season progresses. And, you know, he's a kid, so you live with that. But, yeah, like James Williams, I'm like, come on, bro. You're a big boy in the system for us now. And, I mean, I'm calling you out as a fan. Like,
let me in.
Like, what are you doing that gave you that fifth star? It's time now. Like, I don't see the play. That says, oh, this guy's a five-star player. I don't see it yet. So I need to see the plays well before I see you giving us penalties and giving them the football back on the time where we could have converted.
If I have a critique, is I need players to wear a number that you don't got to switch it out and wear a different jersey. I'm just like, man, have a unique number so you don't got to do that. Like, I expect that to be some offensive lineman doing something weird. Like you shouldn't be putting on a jersey to field the punt.
It happens a lot, though.
I guess it's today's game. I'm just like, man, just pick a number that's yours and you got to do that.
Yeah. I mean, and my thing is, I don't care about you switching the number, but I'm like, everybody don't know? Like, how does this happen? How do you possibly run into a situation where – who was that? I was watching the game the other day where they got a penalty because of that.
It was Florida, wasn't it?
Might have been Florida. But, yeah.
I could cry right now.
Get your own number. Meezy with us, y'all. He jumped in.
I could cry right now, man. What a game, man. What a game.
But give us one of your – your highlights, man. Quick synopsis.
TVD, Tyler Van Dyne's, man. My goodness. No, Shannon Dawson.
The combo.
Man, hey, Dawson had that dialed up the whole game.
Dawson's in his bag.
No, he had it dialed up the whole. I saw after that last touchdown, the way they were celebrating him. Man.
Yeah, but
you know what was so two things I saw up there, right? Like the difference between last year and this year, when we got the ball back with like what, like 58 seconds left, and we drove and we got with the touchdown.
No timeouts,
like that was huge. Like that was huge for our momentum. And then at the end, he didn't say, okay, let's just run the ball. Like, no, man, he aired that thing out. He was airing it out. He did not care. Like, that's what I like to see. That's what I want to see.
Shout out to Restrepo. Restrepo made up on that drive. He made up the drive before that. But
George did too. George made up, but see, George supposed to have four. He should have had four touchdowns, man.
He's supposed to have four, right?
Yeah.
Let me add to that, right? Because my daughter, she finished her hair getting done, right? And it was 50 seconds left. And I said, man, I could turn this off because we're going to probably just take a knee and go. So I got in the car and didn't have the game on. Then I checked. I said, oh, we scored a touchdown.
So, nice feeling, right?
Right.
Nice feeling. I had to make a quick run at halftime. And I was like, man, I don't want to miss nothing.
Whatever. Man, I made a run at halftime,
like, man. I'd be like, you ain't gonna miss nothing, dog.
But hey, Larion, what was your smoke about Mari Goa? What was you saying?
Oh no, nah, the holes. I mean, all in all, he played a good game. I didn't like one of the holes they called on him, and one of them, I was like, okay, that's fair. I got no issue with that one.
I feel like that's expected, though.
Just growing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We nitpicking. Ain't nobody angry. We just kicked their ass. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just nitpicking on the instant reaction. You're just giving some overall feedback. Hell no, nah, I'm living with that kid with them those couple of holes.
And I'll take 2-3 holes if there's no turnstile in them other plays.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, did y'all shout out Jaden Davis yet?
He had a great game.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he had a great game, man.
Otherwise,
Derrick Porter had a great game too. I ain't gonna lie, Derrick Porter, they really. I was a little disappointed in Devontae. He had a few penalties, man. Like it was like, eh. But the way Jaden Davis and the way Derrick Porter played, like, they really locked their receivers up until the last part of the third quarter and the fourth quarter when they had no choice but to just like straight pass and do all that. Like them boys really was locking it up.
We kept everything underneath too. They had like what, like two deep shots the whole game, and that was probably like the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Davis went for that pick on that one at the end that set him up one more time on the late drive. And that's when I got mad at him. But otherwise, yeah, he played awesome.
Man, I'm proud about the defense, too, because we had Branson Dean, and who else was out? Mezador out the second half, the whole second half. And, like, man, held it down. Man, shout out to Guidry. To Guidry, man. Shoot, I was like, man, I don't know what Guidry going wrong right now. Shoot.
Man, he was cornerback blitzes, delayed blitz press. Like we was constantly getting pressure. We just could not get no sacks because I give it to the quarterback. Like he was getting the ball off just in time. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. What I'm saying is like any other quarterback, to be honest, other than maybe like Jordan Travis, bro. That's like 6-7 sacks that game. Like,
and that's why it wasn't no deep ball because he had to throw everything intermediate or short because the pressure was coming. They couldn't really, they had no time to throw anything deep.
Shout out, just like you said, to the defense and whole Guidry, just dialing up a lot of different looks, a lot of twists and stunts up front. Because you got to remember, like, as much as, you know, we've been critiqued, A&M's been critiqued, probably in recent times, probably more because of the amount of talent they've amassed over there. But we went up against two very big lines on both offense and defense. So you were playing some stout fronts, man. So the running game didn't quite get off like I would have wanted it to, but I didn't expect it at all. And I was proud of Dawson for being like, all right, well, then we're going to toss it around the yard a little bit.
I agree.
And then we'll set up some runs off of that. And I'm like, thank you, bro.
He don't didn't force so it. He didn't force it.
Right. You don't just go, no. We run. And, you know, that's what all our haters were saying. Oh, Mario ain't going to let him do nothing to run the ball, you know, 83 times a game. Throw it six, you know, that kind of old shit they were talking. Just didn't happen. And that made me so happy to just be like, yes, take what's given. If they're, you know, doing a good job against the run, accept it, say, you know what, we're going to have to open up the run through the passing game. And I think we did a good job of that. Don't have the stats in front of me, but I know, you know, the backs were fairly well contained in this game. But again, you're talking about a five-star front. Everybody on that defensive line is, you know, big, talented guys, regardless to if they kind of living all the way up to the five-star height. There's still obviously talent there. So,
we only had 77 rushing yards.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I didn't know, but I figured it was something like that. I mean, a tough front to run against. So that's fine. You just find a way to win, bro.
But that run game, our run game kept them honest too, though. Like,
that's facts. That's facts. That's facts.
Yeah. They went, that's what I'm saying. They went to it, but it was like, look, it's not being super effective. So let's just do what's working. And I'm like, thank you. That's just what you got to do. And if, you know, maybe Mario earned that more than I know. Maybe he was super stubborn at one point. But it definitely showed that that's not how he operated, and he clearly gave him the reins to call the game.
Let me ask y'all a question. After Jacoby George dropped that punt, what did y'all think was going to happen in the game?
Oh, I thought we were going to get our ass kicked.
Yeah,
and that was going to be
for real.
No, dead ass. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm dead.
I thought that was it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know why? Because that would have been it last year. That would have been it the year before. That would have been game. Ball game would have been over already.
And that's why responding with a touchdown was so huge. Because it was like, we gave them 14 and we only down three. So that response was huge. That's why I was like, man, I feel like we down a lot more when we only down three.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. I think I said this in the group chat. Like, I felt like we were going to win this game when on 4th-and-1 – they kicked that field goal and made it 10-0. I was like, if they would have went forward and made it 14-0, who knows how that game would have went if people would have been, you know, heads down. But that was huge that our defense held a few times, man, and just put their imprint on the game too. You see 33 points, but 14 of them special teams gave them. So shout out.
And it's modern, right? It's modern football, right? And that's a great point, Maul. 14 was within, 20 yards? We spotted them all the way on that side of the field to begin it. So, yeah, that was going to be my final thing, man. I'm glad you brought that point up, Measy. This is definitely a different team, and that was completely evident in going down early and just not letting that punch in the mouth put you to sleep. They took it. Their mouth got bloody. They spit the blood out. They put their hands back up and was ready to fight some more. So we definitely got a whole different team. I think we had that much more of a positive outlook on this season.
That's a good point.
That's about all I got. I do want to.
This team definitely played like Mario. I saw Mario with the team and the resurgence just even after the bullshit first quarter we had, man. It just looked like a Mario coach football team the rest of the game. Like, don't give up, keep fighting, stuff like that. So I get that. I agree with that.
And yeah. What I'll add to that is this our identity now? Is this who we are? And if we are, it's going to be a special.
Yeah, we got to keep it up. We got to keep it up. But, man, it was a good showing.
But it is we gotta, yeah, you're right. But it would be unfair of us to not acknowledge the difference. It would be totally unfair because we know that's why you asked that question. Did you think it was over? Like how y'all felt? Yeah, you knew we all was like, oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Here we
it's
go.
It's night and day difference, man. Night and day.
Yeah, big difference. Shout out to the team. Great performance overall. Do want to send prayers to Cam Kitchens. Got hurt late in the game. Prayers for him and his family.
That was a sucky way to go out, man.
So Mario said in a press conference that everything is normal. He good. I think that was mostly precautionary. I think they didn't want to move him. They didn't want to do nothing just to be safe. But he said in the press conference that everything is normal with Cam. So just let him rest these next 2 weeks, man. We don't need him for Bethune or Temple. Then you get the bye week, right. And then you got I want to say that. I ain't gonna say we need him to win, but I would rather.
Oh, if he ready, yeah. But if he not, you know.
Yeah, that's one more week. I'll be at that game. I had to pull out of the TAMU game because I had a last minute wham bam on the wallet. So I was like, nah, let me pull back. But Georgia Tech, I'll definitely be out there for that one. That's what X had now. He had the game. But that's it, man. That's it. It's quick instant reaction for you guys. I'm going to give everybody a chance to rewatch the game. And we will do our regular show, give you any updates we got with recruiting and all that other stuff. A great
recruiting section. Hey, was deep today.
I think that game. I ain't gonna lie. This win. I think we might have. I think a few probably who was on the fence. I think we might pull a couple shockers, man.
Yeah, we're gonna flip some shit like we did last year. We're gonna flip about three. Yeah, three guys too. I ain't talking about just, you know.
It was some stars at that game.
We finna flip something from one of the big boys.
Oh yeah.
So that's what's up, man. All right. Well, hey, quick this reaction show. This is 26 Degrees. We will be back with a regular joint for y'all soon.
Great to be a hurricane, man.
It was great.
I'm a Miami hurricane.
Let's go.
Let's live, baby. Peace out.
All right, y'all.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.